Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yes, this is! Hey. We're playing, man! Hey.
And actually, first night, I had a good sleep, eh?
Unbelievable. Yeah. What a performance.
First night was a disaster, right? Let's be honest. But since then, we're flying, isn't it?
Last night was up there for me. Different type of show, different type of cow, but still brilliant.
Wild, very good.
How much did I have to do with it? Why is he staying? Why is he just sitting there? Quite coy about
taking it on, man.
Are you right? He was outstanding last night.
I'm just wondering how you said you can't eat. He's a fucking nearly finished the cakes.
Kitchen in Glasgow, what a place.
Oh, what a place.
Sandwiches, coffee.
Si, what a performance you done last night. Man, Martin Capaldi again. Oh, disgusting.
He's on that pattern now.
Every 5 minutes, he just started singing to him, didn't he? What the whole crew singing?
I don't Capaldi off last night, and he did say to me, he's like, Kev, could you just hear a word beside note to sing my songs again?
He didn't
fed up.
He didn't like you speak to him, didn't he, know?
Yeah.
He didn't let Capaldi come out to you, didn't he, know?
No, it was unbelievable. Did you notice that?
Why was he doing that when you
I know. Right then.
Do you know what I was going to say when he started thinking about it? It was quite cool on that bit. Now he is hanging about like a fucking bad smell, isn't he? Kind of shaking.
He was the only VIP in the VIP area. One holes 50 and there was only one guy. He's sitting there with his tits out.
I do need to say to you, right, I love you and you're the main part of the show. You make the show. Going to stop fucking spraying cans on my seat.
Oh, mate.
My cruisers were stinking a red stripe, mate.
Oh, it was magnificent. You just went from one extreme to the other.
It's mad, isn't it?
Mate, what about him? Have you seen him so flat backstage? You ever seen him like that?
Your voice back, aye? Your voice was gone,
no, but in the change room, mate, I don't
you're
know where
flat,
it is.
Mate,
I just couldn't get up for it at all last night. No, but it's mad when I came out, innit?
Yeah. You're going to have a breakdown, aren't you, after
aye.
The shows?
You got caught it?
You were like a young Ric Flair last night.
Was that in late performance?
But mate, how tired do you get? I fell asleep picking the kids up at school yesterday in the car park, 2:45. My mate had to come bang the window and go, mate, the boys are waiting for you across there.
Bad.
You ever done anything? Cars and motors and kids?
Mate, not me, responsible.
Most no, but innit? See all the fans singing up for you.
To be fair,
good, enjoyable.
Mate, his mates here every night, innit?
Oh.
The reaction at Halliday is unbelievable, man.
No. I kind of figured out.
You've always been a man.
No, mate, is it? It was talking toxic a few times for me, innit? Obviously, I like being
who
the
called
villain,
you pizza face?
Oh, that was an arse, honestly. I'm coming out before I come out, and I'm buzzing that. And I was like, hurry up, pizza face.
Did you notice that last night?
That must have been an Ultimate Warrior fan.
Against
Ric Flair.
But Kevin Capaldi were body doubles and best mates last night, weren't they? What were you comparing brass sizes?
I will.
He's
took a liking to you though, ain't he?
Yeah.
He took a liking to you.
He maybe sees me as a father figure.
Aye. Or one that's not just fucking pestering him all the time.
I know, aye. Probably because I can have a decent conversation.
I'll tell you this now, I've never ever messaged him first. There you go.
Look at that.
He actually took a Snapchat of me and Charlie to send to Kevin Bridges. Kevin Bridges sent back, who the fuck's he to?
And he's wanting to get involved in Up and Go as well.
I know.
He's coming on Friday, isn't he?
Coming on Friday, huh?
He's got
he's not doesn't like that shout.
We need to mention Grosvenor Sport again. They've been amazing this time.
They're amazing.
They're an amazing brand. When you bet £10 on a Home Nations match, you get £30 in free bets. And they've also, after Charlie's performance on the head tennis last night, they've paid out on Dundee United getting relegated.
But talk to me about that, big man.
I know, man.
What the fuck?
Know what saved me? People think I was trying to let you in. Because it was for the show, for the crowd, but I wasn't.
You can still see the leather after
I told you fucking.
My toe off.
But how are you feeling match day minus one after your performance?
Ah, oh, man, I was a bag of jaggies, wasn't I?
Mate, see, watching you, he'd just got that.
A couple of points, and he'd be like, that's how I remembered you. Oh. And I just went straight into my 13-year-old body, like Bambi on ice, man. I was just like, I'm back. This is a guy I don't want to see.
Mate, how funny was it to see after the last podcast, you know, we were talking about us as kids, and you said, mate, I genuinely never passed the bought a Celtic jersey through the ages of 13 to 18.
Right, I had a nightmare. See that growing stage? remember? You remember.
How did you change, Charlie? Seriously, how did you then?
Mate, my confidence was at an all-time low. Like, I was good in the 12s. I was one of the better players in the 12s. And then 13, that growing spot. And then just, I don't remember having a decent game in that time, hanging on every year to keep playing. And then, I don't know how I recovered it, mate. I don't know. I can't even...
Why know about you, big man?
What a
career
for big stuff.
Nah, it's, I mean,
but... Actually, proud of his career, are you? Aye. Top career, mate. Proud of you.
I remember going to Wolves, I know. He was
proud of half it. I'm so awkward, man.
I'm proud of half it.
Proud of half it. It's a bit in the middle, I can't remember.
Do a speech for us. How your career
Shut up.
You're back where it started as well.
Man, just a wee minute or something, just see how
did that play a part in you going to United because you started the fairy tale ending?
Oh, definitely. As soon as they were interested, like, I just thought it made sense. Perfect where I played my first ever game and genuinely thankful for the opportunity to go there. Well, I'm not just saying that, and I know people say it when they sign for teams and all that, but I'm happy for the opportunity and can't wait for next year.
That was a BBC answer there, wasn't it? You went in BBC mode,
yeah. Andy
even
said...
He eyes when he said that. I think he said that last night, didn't he?
Andy said that he was in a Tynecastle a few days before he signed with him.
Nah,
we need to give you a big shout out, though, because when you first moved up there, Craig Brewster allowed you to stay in his one-bedroom flat with him, so that was nice, and that helped you settle on that.
He was offering people to jump in with him, because he stayed with a fitness coach, and if you were ever like to stay up, it was like, jump in with us. But I went and stayed in the digs with the boys.
Perfect.
The younger boys, and aye.
He had bunk beds, didn't he?
Big pool table in there.
Was it?
Nah, he was a good
guy. Who was there, Goody and stuff like
that? Goody, Matty Flynn.
Matty Flynn.
Wee Burner. Can't even remember his full name. That was good characters, man. Good laugh.
By the way, what about him falling his arse all night?
Brilliant. I think that's went viral, by the way.
I genuinely thought that was part of the show.
I just thought it was. You playing for Rangers again?
I know. Mate, I swear to God, I've been sent that about 100 times, man.
Brilliant, mate.
But do you think I styled it out quite well? I should have a bit of athleticism, didn't I?
You did. You were a very army role.
Aye. You played well, didn't you?
Where was it here?
Aye, mate. I went to jump on the stage and I booted the boat, mate, and just fucking fell into the couch.
Your entrance?
Think, aye. Oh,
I'll tell you another thing. Disappointed in this man's head tennis performances.
I know, I'm letting the side right down, but I'm going to come back tonight because I know Slaney's on fire, but I'm not. He's got a lot of limelight, but... Head tennis performance limelight, well deserved.
You looked a bit nervous last night.
Come on, no nervous once, mate.
Do you know how I knew you were nervous? Because you started going like that, spinning it and looking away, and that's a telltale sign that someone's trying to be over.
Aye, overconfident, but he's not really confident.
And he knows I'm on him.
All I'm going to say is I've been 4-0 up against him twice, and for some miraculous reason, I've lost 5-4 twice.
You want to follow up last night?
Do you know what I mean? It's no rocket science, is it?
No, but last night, listen, Andy, 4 each last night, you served it right into the net. So that's not a debate.
Mate, I'm looking at your eyes across that court and I can sense fear. I can sense fear, I can smell it off.
Do you think you've turned Kev, by the way? Do you think Kev's turned into a modern day player? We've watched him heady tennis, he's trying to do a touchy. You used to be a power heater.
I know, I need to get back to
the modern day player.
I know.
He was at net play, was good yesterday. Where could I go? Good play.
He's a good net player, isn't he? Boris Becker, isn't
he?
Nice. Right, last night the games, Hummel scoring an OG. Got a cold following a bust up below in 2019. Good research, isn't it?
Yeah,
nightmare start for the big man, isn't
it? Too slow now to play that level of football.
Good, I mean, good point.
Did you see the one Mbappe gave him about 10 yards?
Yep.
Wow. But then he recovered well, he got back.
He did, aye. But to be fair, that's me how quick Mbappe is more than...
Why not just... You can't play Amos against him. You know what I mean?
I know.
Especially at that level, as soon as that your legs go, you need to play Charlie and you agree with this. When you're playing against that, you need to drop off. Mm-hmm. You can't come high up the pitch to give them space to go in. Drop off 10 yards, they can't get in.
Well, here's a man here. Do you agree with that? If you're now playing, because obviously you're not the quickest now, if you're playing against pace.
You've got to give yourself some yards, but then the team's got to get yourself yards, so you can't just be sitting deep on the edge of their box and then.
Because he gets turned and then runs it.
There's space in the hole, so you've got to be compact as a team, and I think that comes down to the management, doesn't it? But
I think it would have helped Germany if they had David Marshall in goals, just playing in a set of circle for. When it goes through. That's what you said in the changing room last night.
Can I do that part
of
the
head? That's scandalous,
isn't it? He hates it.
But can I say, you're saying it comes through the management. How can you trust the manager when... I think he's watching, mate. He is actually just sniffing his balls for the...
He's caught again.
He's like that.
Aye. Maybe it psychs him up.
I must be hiding smelling salts. But mate, surely it's the same smell every time. Every time he does it, it's like it's the first time he's ever smelled
it. But why did he do that after it?
Imagine he just sat like that after he'd done it. Just collapsed into his seat.
Mate, honestly, I'm going to get
it. Mate, he's talking about the coach's stuff, isn't it? mate, smell that.
You want a bit of it?
But mate, what is he doing, eh?
It's mental, innit?
But imagine looking at your manager butt for, and he's doing that.
I think it's surely...
You'd run over for a sniff, wouldn't you?
I'd love it.
He's a bit of
that. I wouldn't move away from him.
Surely after the last time it happened, though, he's like, mate, I need to keep this to the changes now. First game on the telly, he's at it again.
But you know, I love that about him, mate. He's obviously been pulled up for it and he's just continuing to sniff his balls on the side.
Brilliant.
It's his habit, innit?
Have you ever, obviously, had an argument below, came back, had a shocker, you've ever had that, where you went into the gap? Cal Naismith tells the best story, didn't he?
Nah, that was
and,
funny,
Alan McCoist.
That was funny, wasn't it? Have you ever heard that one, Cal?
No.
Typical Cal, man, he wasn't playing at Rangers. I think they were at the bottom division at the time, in the first season. Then they played, and he was like, mate, I was just got to see Alan McCoist every day. I was like, why are you not playing me? I'm the best player every day in training. I can't believe you're not playing us every game. So he said that one day Alan McCoist, ah, right, do you know what, you'll get a chance this week, they're playing. He said he had the biggest beast in the world, drew one each home, and he said he was tipping the ball and all that. He said he just walked up to Alan McCoist after the game and went, I was only kidding, Ali.
You must have had it with Fergie or something, nah? At Clyde.
With what?
Fergie at Clyde. Did you never go and say why am I not playing?
No.
He was happy when he was playing, wasn't he, Paul?
I was sitting buzzing, not playing.
Have you ever had that too? You went to a manager and say I should be playing, then you get put in and you
would
went,
you? I'd imagine soccer. You were the type would go in a manager's door if you weren't playing.
Hardly I did with Dundee because I wasn't playing at all. And he was like, you're miles off it, side, look at the state of you. And at the time, you didn't realise you're a fat wee dick, do you know what I mean? And so it was before the Inverness game. And I says, come on, I need a chance, man, I need to get back in. He's like, ah, you're miles off it, side, like, you're nowhere near playing, eh? So Barra, Kevin McBride, he was my mate at the time we were travelling through the gar. I told this before, but it was 8 years ago. Barra liked the boxing and that. So Friday's like, mate, we're not getting a chat, we're not going to play Saturday. Why don't we go and do a fucking session at the boxing gym tonight? So, because we'd always hear like a couple's night Saturday, so you'd end up eating shite, drinking. We'll do that Friday, then we can enjoy our Saturday. So mate, you go, we're only going to do an hour, but we started to really enjoy it. So we ended up being there for about 2 hours, mate. Barra's punching me about the ring, I'm fucked. Turn up Saturday, me and Barra on the bench. Mate, we are popping Inverness. Kevin Thompson's on fire, he's fucking playing through the lines and at the 10, coming off the inverted wingers. He's finding them like that.
Of that.
25 minutes in, Tom will go, oh yeah, calf. Me and Barra look at each other.
Oh no.
And Hartley goes, well, we used to go and used to warm up. Tom was struggling. Mate, me and Barra looked at each other like that. I was still fucked, I could feel my legs. So me and Barra are warming up, he's like, they'll pick you. No, you'll pick you know that way. So Hartley goes, aye, sigh. And Barra's like, yes! My legs must have been like 25 minutes in, mate. We were popping Inverness at the time. One up, my legs are like jelly, mate, getting changed. I must have whited us like that, putting the strip on.
Oh, mate, that's the worst.
First time that happens, right, the ball rolls over to the dugout side. It's Hartley, Yogi. It's Marley Watkins, mate.
He's quick, I know, isn't he?
Quick.
Oh, Farmer. Bear, mate, right?
Farmer. I'm running over to me, just goes, fuck you. Mate, first thing, folded like a dick.
He's just got a bogey.
He just got a bogey.
Oh, that's horrendous.
No way.
Right, mate. So, the best bit of the story is, right? Best bit of the story is, mate, Yogi starts pissing. I knew Yogi before it, and Yogi's pissing himself laughing. He's like, he's fucking done him. Shouting to me, and I'm on the ground. I'm just looking up at Yogi. The worst thing is, mate, I look at Hartley, who's fuming. And then I look behind and Barra is in fucking stitches, pitching himself laughing. Mate, Inverness go through, score, we get beat 3-1, mate. I've had mate, an absolute shock.
That's exactly how I felt when you came for me last night.
Yeah. Mate, see the dressing room after it, you know when everyone's just staring at you and blaming you, man.
Did they just have a saying to you?
I can't deserve quite a
fuming.
That's the worst feeling in the world, but isn't it, Charles? See, when you're on a pitch, if you have been it the night before, or you're no feeling yourself, and you're out on that pitch, you're like, you would rather beat anywhere else, wouldn't you?
I've never done it where I've been out the night before, but
no.
I've never had that.
No, I know being out, but
you're no well or something like that.
I went unknown to Rochdale.
No well, I'm not 100% or carrying a wee bit of an injury and you're trying to get through it, aye.
I was unknown at Rochdale, I think about 18, 19, and I was like, just getting a few sub appearances, and I went to the manager, Stevie, I think it was Stevie Parker at the time, and I said, look, Stevie, I've got you to give me a chance here. I said, I've come down alone for Sunderland, I said, I was doing quite well in reserve, why am I here if you're not right? I'll get you a game, you'll be playing this Saturday, you're showing that you're. So I was like, boys, I think we're playing fucking Shrewsbury at home. I don't know if you've ever played at Sportland and in Rochdale, but it's fucking horrific.
Oh, minging, mate.
So obviously, I've no started well at all. And it got to like half time, and he says, you've got to need to fucking get your finger out, big man. You've got 10 minutes to prove yourself. And I was like, right, okay, I'm going back out here. So 5 minutes out of the second half, I can see big Clive Platt warming up. I'm thinking, well, that's it, I'm coming off. So we got a corner against us. So he says, obviously, we've got to make the sub because I'll keep the big man on to try and defend. I've only went and scored a fucking own goal, ain't I?
No way.
I've tried to flick the fucking ball away with the back heel and I fucking volleyed it into the main goal. I just walked straight to halfway line and just my number was half and I said to him after the game, can
done.
I just go back to Sunderland? Straight back up the road, never back, never even finished the loan spell.
But see, the thing is, when you go and see the gaffer, the pressure's right on you. It's like, you know yourself, you go like that, I want to play, but now I need to do it.
Because he threw the whole game, see if he didn't start well, he's caning me after us because, you know, it's the old spiel, you're coming into my fucking office.
Would you say that after the game if you had a nightmare?
Aye, Lenny would say that.
Tell the boys that you've...
I think he would say it. I can't remember a situation where he did say it, but... I can imagine him saying it. You're moaning about no playing or something.
Yeah. McCoy used to do that, look, because obviously we were on the third division at times. There was a lot of players who thought they should be playing, which was rightly so because it was third division. And he would come in and withdraw like with Stirling Albion away, and he's like, some of you cunts in here come to my fucking door. He didn't say the words because obviously Ali's very mindful of the words he says, but he said, he's come to my door every day, chapping, wanting a game. I gave him an opportunity, and that's performance. He just went, don't chat my door again.
I saw it when he uses a group some years, but see when it's you
individual. So,
have you heard that? Ever heard that?
No, I've never heard that, no, but I did chap his door before he
who,
played.
Lenny's?
At Lenny's, I was nowhere near, but I was on the bench a couple of times, or I was in the stand, and then I went to him and I seen him, we were playing Rangers on the Sunday, and I went to him on a Wednesday, and then the Sunday morning at the stadium, he's naming the team, and he just named me on the team, but I never.
Selling a little, or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I had that feeling like...
Need to do it here. Is that when you scored?
We won 2-0. End up winning 2-0. Sammy scored two. Remember Big Sam and I scored two?
Yeah.
We were massive underdogs. The team, if you get through the team, McCourt was kind of playing half the striker who was... Big Sammy, I think. We won 2-0. Rangers were flying at the time, and so that worked opposite for me. I managed to stay in the team. It was a turning point for me, but
is
I didn't remember feeling the pressure.
Left wing?
Played left wing. He named me the team left wing that day. I'm like, but he used to just name the 11, and I thought, I'm listening out for the subs, and I've been named an 11. I'm like, no think I'd been at all, but.
Chalk on the boots, wide left. Hug a touchdown.
How bad do you shout for managers when they say you've got 10 minutes? It's horrible. You can't you get 10 minutes to do something. You end up trying too hard to do something in 10 minutes.
Fergie generally said that to me after 30 seconds of the game. Mate, told boys to warm up, I swear to God, 30 seconds of the ball and told boys to go and warm up. How bad is that? Can I just say, with the live shows, right? Regardless, Celtic, whatever it is, Andy, Rangers, brilliant guys. We just love it all. When we come here for these shows...
It's a Scotland show.
We're here for Scotland, innit? In the summer. Forget all that. That's for later on. But we're here all, as one.
Because we want a good atmosphere, Paul, didn't we? I didn't want it to be booze and
we don't
cheers.
Want it to be Celtic Rangers, mate. We hear that all the time in this country. Listen, it's an amazing rivalry. But this one...
Put it aside for one summer.
Let's get a day off for 6 weeks, innit?
One summer, we need to be united, you know what I mean?
Because Griff's coming on Friday.
Aye, and listen,
Scotland Heroes scored the two goals. We need to get
two free
on.
Kicks, and we want everybody to be united in it. And listen, we don't mind the odd wee bit of banter here and there, but listen, me and Andy are best pals. You know what I mean? Up each other's sussies all the time, aren't we? So we don't want.
Was that who says our answers?
Oh, come on.
Plus,
time.
Michael Gardine, he was in there greeting after Friday, wasn't he? The booze he got.
Why did he get booed so much, man? To be fair.
Shite to see him cry like that, wasn't it? What about Ronaldo last night, lads? Phenomenal. 36 year old.
Unbelievable, Si. The goal he scored with the one, it was a couple of 1-2s, wasn't it? Amazing. And then the composure just to do the keeper. And then obviously the other one was a penalty. But what's that, 36 goals?
Did you play against them, Kev?
You know what? I was on the bench a couple of times when we played Man United and he was. I don't know, I was on the bench, I've been in the squad, I've run about, or I'd maybe be like watching the game with Sunderland, when Man U came to stay
in my Peter's pants up. Do you know used to do that in the changing room?
The guy was just like a young
Reed, he's a legend, isn't he, Peter Reed?
How do you know him?
He was at Wigan.
Was he?
Was he, aye.
He was at Wigan.
Mate, in fact, he was pure trendy, wasn't he?
Aye.
Aye, like, where's that?
Have you told me that?
Aye, cowboy hat and all that. Mate,
he was ruthless. He was the scariest manager I've ever come across.
Did you not see he came in the dressing room one time too, with just a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and pants on, that was it?
Sweet.
He didn't want to see much of it, didn't you know?
His gear was brilliant, he used to dress up. He had his hair done and all that, he said his hair done.
The transplant?
Aye.
Wow, what a hero, eh?
Aye.
So what, was Ronaldo a specimen, Kev?
Aye. He was only when, back then he was just like a tall, skinny, spotty-faced young boy. He had a really bad acne.
See that word spotty, mate, it kills me now.
But obviously what he's turned into is unbelievable. When Alex Ferguson signed you at that age for, what was it, 18 million or something back in the day? He obviously seen something special, but to continue that on for what we're looking at, 20 years or something maybe he's been doing? It's incredible because players only have a peak point of their career that maybe lasts for maybe 4 or 5 years max. No. But he's been doing it for 20 years.
I genuinely think him and Messi are the two best ever. I think they're the best ever.
He's changed the whole way you look at football, the old school drinking culture and all that now.
Isn't
he?
Well,
not solely down to him, but he's played a big part in it because when he first started, there's still that in the game, wasn't
Yes.
there?
It's a great shout, actually, isn't it?
36, so body's unbelievable. You're 36, let us see it. How's it looking?
I'm 35.
I am, when you're 36.
Mara.
March.
How's it looking? Still in good nick?
Not bad, mate.
Do you know what I love about these cakes? Watching him.
I know, man.
Kill himself.
No, but see,
they look unbelievable as well, honestly.
This is an act, because when he goes in that change room, he munches every one of them, didn't he?
I'll ask that again, Charlie.
He came in
mate, his body's unbelievable, he's doing 10 Yankee Bravos a day, didn't he?
Yeah, telling you. He started the Yankees. He's the man for the Yankee Bravos.
Mate, try and get a young boy at United, somebody that hasn't watched the show that before, try and get him with the Yankee Bravos.
Definitely get one of them.
And film it for us.
I think everyone's heard that story now, man.
Amazing.
It's
man.
One of the best, isn't it?
Right, Scotland, because we've got Charlie on. How are we all lining up for England on Friday?
Are you asking us how we would
how
line
would you
up?
Line
how
up? How
because I don't
up?
Think Steve Clarke will make many changes.
Supposedly, he's considering Grant Hanley in the hole.
Aye,
that's how defensive he's going.
For the pace.
Rapid,
to be fair. I'd bring in, similar to what I said before the first game.
Imagine Hanley in the hole.
Listen, they've got to get something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got to get something for the game. So I think I think he's going to make positive changes. I'd start Che Adams. I think he made a difference when he came on at half-time. Nathan Patterson would come in for me. Out with that, I think the other ones are sort of toss-ups.
Always putting Patterson in. You were always putting Patterson
in. You see them all month, didn't you?
And Patterson. I think Gilmore. Gilmore for Christie, and I'd put Armstrong behind Che Adams. So it's pretty similar to what I said for the first game, but I don't think he'll make it many. I still think it'll be
some other team.
Tierney as well, obviously. Tierney back
will
in.
Tierney be back fit?
I think he's fit. He trained yesterday. Would Steve Clarke give his Balenciagas for a draw?
No chance.
Nah.
No, I don't think so.
He's staying in the Euros. Swagger back in the Euros.
Where's this came from, Balenciagas?
He was wearing it training one day.
Is it what all the boys were wearing when they were on the pitch?
No, he went different, mate.
The chunky trainers.
The chunky trainers. You get them in high tops as well, can't you?
Yeah, he brought them off Brian Rice. They Hamlin.
Did he? Back of a lorry.
Back of a lorry, yeah. What about you, Charlie? He's the master of the tactics board, didn't he?
Lord of the dark arts.
How are we getting a result?
I would go 5-4-1.
There's a board here there, by the way.
Oh!
Show us how you did, Charlie, why don't you?
I know, come on, Charlie, boys.
Andy, you hold one side.
So what is this match day plus two, right?
Hey, we'll hear it.
You're in the Scotland team meeting, there's 2 days before a game. Your name and your team.
No, 2 days is too early. 2 days?
No, but you need no because they need to prepare.
Everyone
he's gone. They need to know who's playing and who's no.
Right, this is me. I'm going like.
But can you address the? You going to address the boys before you start? You going to give them a wee speech before it?
You said the tactics.
You said the first.
Why are we putting 10 men?
I'll pretend I'm one of the players, because right?
He was just going up there for a minute.
So wait, Gaffer, you going to talk to us or you just?
He set his team up, mate.
The boys are muttering.
For a start, sit down.
Good, good.
How's you? Look, Dale, between your leg. 5-4-1, I'm going.
Music. What's your team?
You're putting your hand in your pocket when you're doing it? It's not very enthusiastic.
It should turn the music.
I always think it's better to see if you face your team or not. Yeah, I don't want you to have
a
back to the
team. Wait, why is he standing with the cleaner?
Yeah.
Why is the cleaner involved in it?
Yeah, do you remember
his name? This is my sister, he's blind. You're all right, mate. Getting through this.
Mate, do you remember Easy Geary when Viro's counting it?
You're all right. He's all stressed.
Go on, you fucking keep your hand still, man.
Can he see?
Oh, the bogey's back.
Is that oh, is he?
Yeah, no, seriously, don't do this. Do you remember Easy Geary when
Lenny changed the words to Akin Bogey. Akin Bogey, Akin Bogey.
Yes, sir.
Akin Bogey. And I need a certain song.
Oh, I can't bogey! No, sorry!
Do you
remember
me? Oh, man. He's gone! Dildo Airlines. So, then you've got to shut up for 2 seconds and we've got 30 minutes.
So, mate, what kind of team talk is this? We're playing England in 2 days. Come on,
right, go, Charlie.
No, I would go 5-4-1. So, the when we've got the ball, these would become tens. I'd play Jamesy, 100%. And I would play Christie. And
Edward?
No, Adams. McTominay and McGinn. I would play Hanley, Gallagher. Gallagher injured?
Gallagher's fit.
I'm playing Gallagher. Why was he on the bench?
I don't know.
I'd play Hanley, Gallagher, Tierney, Robertson, O'Donnell. And I'd stick to that, aye. That's what I would go, 5-4-1.
Neil Gilmore,
no. When we had the ball, they get Gilmore, no. When England get the ball, they're not going to have the ball out, are they? So I would just stay in my shape until the trigger to press would be when it goes wide, the fullbacks go, and then force them back the way.
Sliding.
Aye. And just stay compact, stay together, and force them back the way.
Brilliant, Charlie.
Well done, Charlie.
What about when we attack, Charlie? What were we thinking?
Is Christie and Forrest coming in the pockets, huh?
Forrest and Christie are in there, aye.
Right.
Stretching the game.
So you encourage
asking O'Donnell and Robertson to press forward? Or you want them to
go a wee bit further forward?
Push on. We've got the ball, so everybody's up. Pushing right on.
What about Big Marshy? Where are you putting him when we're attacking?
Big Marshy?
Put him where you said he was.
He's not leaving his line for the full game, Big Marshy.
Big Marshy's there.
He'll not be leaving it. Right, brilliant.
Super.
So you want to go? So what would you do?
How did Daddy there?
Good assistant.
Why don't you show us what you would do?
Would you do that?
Get that set. That side's in braille.
I can bogey is unbelievable, man. Off the cuff, that's.
Here, do you remember Easy Geary in the change room when he did his team talk and he had his earphones on?
I can't even mind, no.
And he was like getting fucking up and he was like smiling at him. He couldn't hear him.
He hated that, Larry. See, if he walked in and they just. Put a programme down and a couple of people reading a programme, not I hated that.
Brilliant, lads. Right, Kev, you any different? Are you going one up, one off? 3-5.
You know what I think? I get the argument with having Patterson in, right? But he's obviously not played a lot of games, so we're going on potential. Is he better maybe going forward if we are trying to attack? If we get the opportunity to attack?
How often will
That's
we
That's what
be
I'm going to ask. We might not get the opportunity, so are we looking for somebody more tried and tested in terms of defending? Because I think what Stephen O'Donnell and Disney give us going forward would certainly give us more maybe defensively. But we could have O'Donnell, we could have Patterson in the team, we could have Gilmore in the team. What if they two young guys don't have a great performance? Do we then jump over the top of them? It's a hard decision.
I'd put Patterson. I'd be honest.
I think... But you play who you feel is your best player.
Aye. He's played during Europe.
No, I've just named the ranked team in the team meeting there. I can't let it rest. I need to get the boys in.
Kidding on.
Get the boys in, I was only joking. You swore for that. Cal McGregor's playing Christy Uroot. I'm going with Cal McGregor. I'm playing Cal McGregor, sorry.
I like the 5-4-1 because I think watching England all night, they were going pass, and when Croatia kept things tight, they struggled to break, because what ended up happening was Harry Kane was coming too deep.
Yeah.
And if you keep it compact, that space isn't in behind. So for me, I would just try and copy Croatia, but try and be better on the ball when we do have it.
All right. Slaney's game is your decision. 0 out of 5 for you last night, so you're doing well.
Was it?
0 out of 5.
What were they last night? I missed them again. Do you remember what they were?
Not. Zero, mate.
Wait a minute.
Started off with a 5 out of 5 and it's just slowly.
I can't get that fucking blind assistant.
It's a bit like your career, isn't it? Started well.
Blind.
Read that phone for him, will you?
Wait a minute, I'm going to get this.
So he's went Turkey v Wales. So I'll ask you, he's going to answer, will Turkey win?
No.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Could be a draw, but I'll go yes.
Paul Slain said yes.
What did I say? What was it?
Turkey to beat Wales.
Ah, it's a draw a day.
You've changing
went,
already?
You went in Turkey?
Oh, have I? Turkey win.
Will both teams score?
No.
He's went no as well. Will Bale have 2+ shots on target?
You better not say that.
He said yes again.
No.
He's not learning for these shots.
Wales won't get 2 shots. What?
I think so.
There you go.
I'm saying Wales don't even have 2 shots target. There you go.
The whole team?
In the game.
Bale's right. Having 2 shots though. Whether they hit target or not, I'm hoping they do hit the target.
Right, Kev?
No.
Will Turkey have 54.5% or more possessions?
Yes.
Yep.
You've went yes, Paul. And will there be 4+ cards in the match?
No, I'll agree with Paul.
There's not been a lot of cards in this.
I'll say no. Four plus?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going yes.
What the fuck am I on?
Nah, he'll demand nothing.
Get him sacked. The little slug O'Hara, I think he's beating you, mate, in terms of...
Well, the little slug, we don't mean the little turd Demora, me and you. Zoom call.
Aye.
Am I?
You backed Demora, aye.
Do you see that one I bullied him?
No.
O'Hara?
No, what happened?
Embarrassed him.
Did he?
Oh, mate, he had him on toast.
I said to him, 10 minutes I played for Celtic, because more pressure than you played your whole career.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He said, didn't
he? He thought I played Champions League in that, but...
I didn't have a clue who I was, yeah. Right, here's how you play. You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. Simple yes or no game. Cash prize will be won in the third round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of...
£10,000.
It's nothing to this, man, look.
Didn't even flinch, did he?
At 10k there,
didn't
he?
Just sprung that on me there, I didn't even have time to say it.
He's been nice and calm with you, hasn't he?
Aye.
Came alive at the tactics board a bit, but...
He's a different man when he's got a club in that, isn't
he?
Aye. Well, we totally understand, didn't we?
Aye.
That's why he's took the D United.
What do you mean different? I'm just the same. Just ran out of stories.
Everyone who gets 6 or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to G...
sport.com/opengoal
to play. Charlie Mulgrew, I think this will be his last time on Open Goal for a while. Aye. So
a pleasure, isn't it?
The night he's on, last time.
First
last time.
That's me out.
No.
And you're going to do something big on the live show tonight, you've said, because it's your last one.